especially our the smallest angels practicing his her patience up to stage.
今天跟大家分享的题目是耶稣的降生。
Today I want to share with you the sermon title is the birth of Jesus.
耶稣的降生不是小说，也不是故事。
The birth of Jesus is not a myth. It's not a story. It's not a legend.
它是一些真实的人物，他们有血有肉。
It's talking about a real human being, real flesh.
今天跟大家分享就是这位耶稣他的诞生呢，对这些人产生了什么样的影响呢？
Today I'm going to share with you how the influence this person bring to us.
第一位是以赛亚。
The first person is Isaiah.
他是耶稣诞生之前700年前的人物。
He was a person before 700 years before Jesus was born.
他是一位先知。
He was a prophet.
他在发预言的时候，他说了这样的话：说主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子。
He prophesied this. Therefore, the Lord Himself will give you a sign: the virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
如果今天发这样的预言的话，有很多人还会产生很多的疑问的。
If this prophecy was prophesied today, a lot of people would have a doubt.
更何况七百年前的时候，主耶稣来之前七百年前的时候，他讲这样的话，这样的预言。
Let alone to say this is 700 years before Jesus was born.
并且他讲完这个预言以后，他下一个预言说，因为有一婴孩为我们而生。
Another prophecy was given after the first one. He said, "For unto us a child is born."
有一子赐给我们。
Unto us a child is given.
这位生下的婴孩呢，他的名字要称为奇妙的测试。
And this child will be named called Wonderful Counselor.
全能的神。
Mighty God.
永在的父。
Everlasting Father.
和平的君。
Prince of Peace.
在那个时代。事实上是希伯来人的信仰宗教信仰的时候
at that period of time Jewish is the belief of the people of Hebrew at that time
这位先知所讲的话事实上跟当时希伯来的信仰完全没有办法吻合的
the prophecy actually cannot match what the belief the Hebrew have
他说的预言说这个小孩子他要称为是全能的上帝
he said this child will be called a wonderful counselor
他要称为永在的父
and he will be called the everlasting father
在希伯来的信仰里面人怎么可能是神呢
in the belief of the Hebrew people this is really not related
怎么可能一个小孩子是神呢
how could be a child be a God
他怎么可能是永在的父呢
how could he be an everlasting father
在那个时代如果你做先知你所讲的话如果不是真实的话你会被石头打死的
So at that time if your prophecy cannot be fulfilled you need to be stoned to death
他就这样发了预言
But he prophesied such prophecy
那也就是说主耶稣他是在他七百年以后才来的人
So Jesus actually came after 700 years this prophecy was given
也就是这位以赛亚他的一生的年日里面他在这他所发的预言的阴影里面他过日子的
So actually it's under the shadow of this prophecy Isaiah lived his life
如果有人挑战他先知的正确性的话他很可能会被人打死的
If anyone challenged the truth of this prophecy he need to be stoned to death
从我们今天的历史来看的话他活着的时候他还没有办法亲眼看见他所发的预言得到应验
Because of what we have today, actually Isaiah didn't see how his prophecy come true.
如果真的是上天有知的话，到了七百年以后，耶稣诞生了。七百年 after 700 years, Jesus came to this world.
Yes.
这个时候呢，他才在整个的历史的里面，他才找到他真正的位置。
So only at that time he can find a real position in the history.
他不但耶稣的诞生，他在历史上他找到他确定他是先知的地位。
So he can find his position as prophet in the history.
他可以讲在永恒的里面，他也找到他的定位。
He also can find his position in eternity.
我们看见耶稣的诞生可以影响一个人他在永恒当中他的位置是在哪里。
So we can see that Jesus' birth can influence one person's position in eternity.
再下去，接下来我们要看这位玛利亚。
Now we want to look at this Mary.
玛利亚是天使向她显现。
Actually, angel appeared to Mary.
天使对她说：“蒙大恩的女子，我问你安了。”
The angel said to Mary, said that greeting to you, you are highly favored.
也就是说，她在白天呢，今天的话来讲，她就遇见鬼了。
So in today's word, actually, she saw ghost.
她非常的惊慌。
She was so terrified.
有很多人跟我讲说，我很愿意见到神。
So a lot of people said, "I want to see God."
真的，如果神真的向你显现的话，你一定是非常的惊慌的。
So you should be very surprised and amazed as a terrified when you really see God.
但是天使对他说：“玛利亚，不要怕。”
But the angel said to her, "Be not afraid."
因为他真的是很害怕。
Because she is really afraid.
不但害怕，接下来天使还要跟他讲一件事情。
And continuously, angel said to the said to Mary.
你要怀孕生子。
So you will be with child.
你要给他起名叫耶稣。
So you shall give him the name Jesus.
如果天使向哪位女孩子显现的时候，就跟你讲说你要怀孕。
So if angel appeared to you and said that you will be given birth.
我想你比遇到天使更可怕。
It will be more terrifying.
更害怕，你遇到天使竟然要怀孕。
So it is very terrifying things because you will be having birth after seeing angel.
这个时候的玛利亚，她已经跟约瑟订婚了。
At that time, already have engaged with Joseph.
也就是说，她这一生呢，要因为耶稣的诞生呢，她要产生一个剧烈的转变。
There's a dramatic change to Mary's life after this incident.
玛利亚听到这一些的这个天使对她说：“你要生的这个呢，他要伟大，而且要称为至高者的儿子。”
And then Mary heard what the angel said to her. His angel said, "He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High."
他要做雅各家的王。
And then he will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
所以玛利亚一想，哎呀，我的儿子要做王啊。
So when Mary thought that my son would be the king,
那我不是王太后了吗
？I will be the mother of the king.
但是他没有想这些事情。
But she never thought about this.
他只有想一件事情。
He thought about one thing.
他说：“我还没有出嫁，怎么有这事呢
？”May I ask the angel, how could I be a virgin because I haven't married yet?
他遇到这样很奇特的事情的时候，他的脑子并没有坏掉。
When she faced such a surprising things, her brain is not broken.
他会问出一个很正常、一个没有出嫁的女人问的话。
You ask a very normal question as a human, as a young lady.
我没有出嫁，怎么会有可以怀孕呢
？How would this be? Because I haven't been married yet.
当他开始肚子慢慢的大起来了
，So when you see the stomach that became bigger and bigger, tummy became bigger and bigger.
他的脑子里面想的是什么事情呢
？So what's actually happening in her brain?
我的婚姻会不会出问题啊？
So is anything wrong with my marriage? Anything bad will happen to my marriage?
当耶稣降生的时候，他的里面想到的事情是什么呢
？When Jesus was given birth, what is going on in her brain?
天使跟他讲的话是真的。
So is it true what the angel said to her?
真的，他知道有神。
She believed that there was a God.
接下来耶稣诞生以后他每一天所要过的日子是什么样的日子呢
Then what kind of life she will be having after having Jesus?
他每天所要过的是他这个信仰对他每天要付出的代价是什么
So what kind of price you need to pay after having Jesus?
因为周围的人不会用一个正常的眼光看着他的
A lot of people will not see him in an ordinary way.
他们看着玛利亚他们会在那里想说这个孩子是到底是谁是他的父亲
So people will always doubt who actually the father of this child
耶稣的诞生对他的一生产生了巨大的影响。
So Jesus' birth actually bring a great influence to her life.
我相信他看到他肚子大的时候，他不会说 Hallelujah.
I can imagine she would not say the Hallelujah when her tummy became bigger and bigger.
耶稣降生以后，他也不会是那么轻松说 Hallelujah.
So you will not very relaxingly say Hallelujah and Hallelujah after giving birth.Of Jesus.
所以耶稣的诞生对他来讲是需要付出生死的代价。
So Jesus' birth actually was a big price for him for her to pay.
因为在那个时候，如果一个女人犯了淫乱的时候呢，当时的社会呢可以将她处死的。
So for a woman who committed adultery at that period of time, she need to be stoned to death.
我们再思想再长远一点，到了那一天，耶稣被钉在十字架的时候。
You can think a little bit further at a time when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
我们先用假设性的说法说，耶稣其实是跟其他的跟男人所生下来的这位钉在被钉在十字架的话。
If Jesus was different from the other person who was crucified on the cross, but very much different from other person who was crucified on the cross.
一个做母亲的人，如果真的这个孩子就是你平常方法生下的孩子的话，你没有办法忍受的。
You cannot sustain that kind of suffering if you born this baby just as a normal person.
他可以挺出来跟当时的巡抚比拉多说，不是他不是神的儿子。
She will come out to talk to the general at that time or the judge at that time.
我们来告诉你他生父是谁。
So, but we know that who actually the son was.
因为这样可以救他自己的儿子免于一死。
Because by this action.She could save her son from death.
如果他经历的这个神真的是神所做的话，他才有办法看着他的儿子耶稣被钉在十字架上面。
If this is really the divine miracle from the God, he really can see how the son crucified on the cross.
为什么上帝要用这种方法呢？
How could why God use such a way to do?
因为这里有一件很重要的事情，就是这位耶稣必须不是男女关系所生的。
It is very important too that this son should not be the child born of flesh.
因为不是借着男女的关系所生下，就不是亚当的后代。
Because he must be not born of flesh between the man and the woman, he should not be the descendant of Adam.
所以他没有带着任何的人的原罪来。
So he would not have the original sin of human being.
所以一个无罪的就可以来代替有罪的。
So that one sinless person or one sinless being can replace, can substitute the sinner.
不是为了要显一个很奇怪的神迹，让我们觉得很惊奇，所以才用这种方法。不是的，乃是因为我们确实有这个需要。
We really need such kind of miracles. It's not unnecessary.
无罪的来代替这个有罪的。
A sinless one will replace ours as a sinner.
所以耶稣必须童女怀孕生子。
So that's why Jesus needs to be born from a virgin.
耶稣的出生对以赛亚。对他的一生产生了巨大的影响。
The birth of Jesus brings such a great influence effect to Isaiah.
耶稣的出生也对玛利亚产生巨大的变化。
And Jesus' birth also brings a great effect to Mary.
我们接下来看下面耶稣的诞生对约瑟的变化。
Now we're going to see what kind of effect.That Mary brings, the birth of Jesus brings to Mary, Joseph.
Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost.Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus.For he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, and it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is, God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面。他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶。玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕。她丈夫约瑟是个义人，不愿意明明羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。正思念这事的时候， 有主的使者向他梦中显现说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名字叫耶稣，因她要将自己的百姓 从罪恶里救出来，这一切的事成就，是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。约瑟醒了起来，就遵着主使者的吩咐，把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房。
Let us all rise as we sing Silent Night, Holy Night.
In those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria.
And all went to be taxed, each one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David.
To be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in the manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
当那些日子，凯撒奥克斯都有旨意下来，叫天下人民都报名上册。这是居尼流做叙利亚巡抚的时候，头一次行报名上册的事。众人各归各城报名上册。约瑟也从加利利的拿撒勒城上犹太去，到了大卫的城，名叫伯利恒，因他本是大卫一族一家的人。 要和他所聘之妻玛利亚一同报名上册。那时玛利亚的身孕已经重了，他们在那里的时候，玛利亚的产期到了，就生了头胎的儿子，用布包起来，放在马槽里，因为客店里没有地方。
好，各位弟兄姐妹，请坐。
我们还有前面还有四个小天使哈。We
still have four angels in front of us.
其实其中有一位是天使，三位是好像东方来的博士啊。Actually,
you only have one angels, and the other three are wise men from the east.
我是 shepherd 其中有两个好像搞得关系不太好。
And they actually are not really doing well. They're not. Okay, that's fine.
我们今天在分享耶稣的诞生对约瑟有什么样的反应？
Now I'm sharing with you how the birth of Jesus affected Joseph's life.
我们常常希望耶稣的诞生跟我是一个很愉快的气氛就好了。
Normally we expect the joyful things from Jesus.
美妙的音乐在那里演奏。
When Jesus was born, we thought about a very beautiful music.
我们努力地跑在商店里面去选一些礼物。
And we can do the shopping in the department store.
可能很忙，可能很累。
And we'll be busy and tired.
但是跟我们的生命好像没有太大的关系。
But it's not no much related to our life.
我们来看耶稣的诞生对以赛亚有关系的。
So, but we can see how much effect this birth of Jesus to Joseph.
对玛利亚有巨大的变化。
To Isaiah as well as to Mary.
今天我们先来看对约瑟有没有产生什么变化呢？
Now I'm talking about what the inference it made to Joseph.
我们来试着想象你是约瑟。
Now we're trying to imagine you yourself as a Joseph.
玛利亚来跟他讲说，我们还没有结婚，但是我的肚子大起来了。
So Mary, your wife talked to you, I already pregnant.
那约瑟说 Hallelujah.
And then Joseph would say Hallelujah.
会不会啊？
Is that always be?
一个男人有他的尊严。
So as a man, there's a pride.
这个在我们中国来讲的话，就是男人戴的绿帽子。
So for our Chinese people, we said that actually it's committing adultery.
我的未婚妻她肚子大起来，但是不是我的。
If my engaged lady being pregnant, it means that I as a man, it means that she committed adultery.
这时候必须要做一个很奇特的事情，就是天使在梦中对他来说话。
So at this time, the angel need to do some miracle things to Joseph. So an angel appeared to Joseph in a dream.
我们一般我们经验里面，我们在梦中的时候，我们大部分都是迷迷糊糊的。
Normally, we are very confused when we are in the dream.
但是我们注意看，约瑟在梦中所遇见的每一件事情都是很要紧的事情。But
everything that Joseph had in a dream was very detailed.
天使说把他娶过来。
Angel said to him, "Mary, Mary."
所以对他来讲的话，他醒了梦醒了以后，他的思想里面一直想说，我到底是要把他娶呢，还是要把他休了？So
he will think about either I just divorced him, I divorced her, or I just marry her.
或者甚至要当时的话，就是可以用石头把这样的行淫的妇人打死的。Or
at that time we just stoned this adultery woman to death.
所以耶稣的诞生对他来讲不是一个很轻松的事情。
So this actually is not very a normal thing to Joseph.
对约瑟来讲，他里面有很多的挣扎。
There's a lot of struggle inside of him.
最重要一件事情就是我约瑟，我要把我自己摆在哪里。
The most important thing is that where I can put myself, what kind of position I be in.
我们在那里也读到，玛利亚和约瑟呢，事实上他们是在拿撒勒。So
at that time, Mary and Joseph were in Nazareth.
事实上就是在今天以色列的北边。Actually,
it's the north side of Jerusalem.
在这个后来耶稣诞生的地方，并不是在拿撒勒。Jesus
was not born in Nazareth.
是在伯利恒，是在耶路撒冷的南边。Jesus
was born in Bethlehem. It's south from Nazareth.
那拿撒勒。 到伯利恒呢，这中间的距离呢，大概今天来讲就是100公里。
So the distance between Bethlehem and Nazareth, is around 100 kilometers.
这段路是山坡，高低起伏不平的道路。
This journey was full of hill and mountain.
这个时候，玛利亚的身孕已经非常重了，快要生产了。
So at that time, Mary was going to deliver the baby.
没有天大的理由呢，不可能把一个孕妇从100里外，在那个时候交通非常不方便，唯一的工具就是坐骑在驴子上面，100公里的路呢，颠簸的，非常的危险的。
You need to really to find a reason why they need to travel that far journey back to the Bethlehem. You need to find that important reason. Unless they have a really good transportation, Mary need to ride on a donkey so they can travel that far away to back to the Bethlehem.
确实发生了一个天大的问题。
Actually, this is a big problem to them.
罗马的皇帝下了一道命令。
And at that time, the emperor, the Roman emperor, gave them the order.
罗马的皇帝想到说，我的国度这么这个辽阔，我必须要做人口普查。
So he said that my territory was so large, I need to do the census.
所以他下了一道命令说，所有的人你都必须要回到你原来出生地，在那个地方来做人口普查。
So the Roman emperor issued a decree that everyone should come back to their hometown.
所以约瑟的出生地呢，他原籍地呢是在伯利恒。
So actually, David was from Bethlehem, which the place, the city he was born.
皇帝的命令他不敢违背。
So he need to obey his Roman emperor order.
即使玛利亚身孕这么重了。
Even though at that time, his wife already have is pregnant.
这是在历史上记载的事情。
This is really a record in history.
是一个人口迁徙大动作的一段时间。
This is a big movement of a great deal of the people.
所以这个时候，他们两个人就回到了伯利恒。
So at that time, those two, Mary and Joseph, went far journey back to Bethlehem.
因为他们走很远的路，所以回到他们本家伯利恒的时候，客店里面已经都住满了找回来的人。
Because the journey was too far, at that time they arrived in Bethlehem, all the inn rooms and hotel in Bethlehem was full.
So 没有，所以这里讲说客店没有地方了。
There was no inn or place for them.
这是合情合理的事情。
This is real reasonable.
这是理智上可以懂的。
This is something we can
understand.
我们来思想耶稣的诞生对约瑟的影响在哪里呢？ So now we're thinking about what kind of effect this the birth of Jesus brought to Joseph.
刚才我们提到对一个男性的尊严。
Just now we talked about the pride.
耶稣的诞生影响到他的尊严。
The pride being a man.
接下来呢，他又必须冒着他妻子生命的危险，从拿撒勒回到伯利恒。
Now, and then they have to take risk of his wife's life to go back to Bethlehem.
如果约瑟在路上，一定会想，我干嘛？
Joseph would think, oh, what I'm doing?
孩子也不是我的。
This child doesn't belong to me.
我还要这样帮助他，这样一路一路的带回去。
Why I need to really take care of her along the way?
因为圣经里面讲到，耶稣必须诞生在伯利恒。
Because the Bible said Jesus must be born in Bethlehem.
没有天大的理由，我们哪晓得是一个皇帝他好大喜功的结果，要求人口普查。
That the reason that made this prophecy fulfilled was because it was from the decree of the Roman emperor.
所以大家或许在历史上可以觉得说，是因为这个罗马皇帝他要做人口普查。
Maybe we think that this is because of decree from this Roman emperor census.
因为他是掌权者。
Because he is the one who governed the territory.
但是事实上，我们从圣经里面才看见，原来人类历史上的掌权者的上面还有一位比他更高的。
But actually, there's somebody who is greater than this Roman emperor.
因为上帝自己预言说，这位耶稣必须要降生在伯利恒。
Because God Himself said this child must be born in Bethlehem.
所以耶稣的诞生对约瑟来讲是很多的难处。
So it bring actually the birth of Jesus brought a lot of struggles to Joseph.
圣经里面后来在记载，当耶稣一降生了以后，希律王就要杀这个婴孩。
So in the Bible, it said that after Jesus was born, the King Herod went to kill babies.
约瑟又做了一个梦。
And Joseph have another dream.
告诉他说，你要把这个孩子带着逃到埃及去。
And the dream told him to be escaped to Egypt.
我们来再思想这位约瑟。
Now we continue to think about Joseph.
为什么耶稣的诞生对我产生这么多的 没有办法忍受的那些难处呢?
A lot of inexplicable things happened to me.
遇见了很多的苦难，而且要颠沛流离，到处逃亡。
I, Joseph, have to encounter a lot of suffering, escape, and running away.
后来到了埃及，再过了一段时间，他又做了一个梦。
And in Egypt, he had another dream again.
天使对他说，现在你可以回到拿撒勒去了。
And the angel said to him, "You now you can back to your hometown."
所以他再一次的启程。
So he started a journey again.
耶稣的诞生对许多的人来讲会产生很多的变化的。
So a lot of changes happened to many people after Jesus was born.
圣经后来记载说，约瑟和玛利亚后来有生了他们自己的孩子。
After Jesus, actually, Joseph and Mary have their own children.
耶稣的诞生对他们产生很大的影响。
And Jesus brought a lot of effect to Joseph and Mary's life.
事实上，这个家庭，这个婚姻本来是会破裂的。
Actually, this marriage should be broken. This is a broken marriage.
但是注意，当天使向玛利亚显现的时候，天使对玛利亚说：“你要生的这个孩子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。”
And when angel said to Mary, the child that's going to be born was named Jesus.
当约瑟天使在梦中向他显现的时候，他对他说：“将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因为他要将他自己的百姓从罪恶当中。”
So in a dream, the angel said that you need to call him Jesus because he is the one who will save his people from sin.
他们为什么能够继续保守这个婚姻下去呢?
How can they manage this marriage until the end?
因为这个名字。
What's the reason? Because of this name.
耶稣。
Jesus.
今天有很多的家庭要破碎的时候, 因为两个人都遇见了耶稣的时候，这个家庭还可以再复合。
In today's society, a lot of broken marriage, but most of the time, because of this name, Jesus, he is the one who saved the marriage.
耶稣的降生会对许多的人产生巨大的影响。
So from here we can see the birth of Jesus brings a lot of influence effect to many people.
我们看见对以赛亚有影响的。
We will see how this influenced Isaiah.
让他确立他在永恒当中的地位。
It's really determining his position in eternity.
对玛利亚有极大的影响。
It also influenced Mary.
关系到他的生死。
It's really affect his life and death.
对约瑟也产生巨大的影响。
It also as well as to Joseph.
他的尊严他受到考验。
His pride was challenged.
他要到处奔逃亡。 奔波,
he need to run away, he need to escape, he need to go around the town, go around the
from town to town. 我们来看接下来下面我们要来了解那对牧羊人有什么样影响。
Now we talk about the shepherd.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger.
在伯利恒之野地里有牧羊人，夜间跟按着根刺看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的，因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主。” 就是主基督，你们要看见一个婴孩包着布在马槽里，那就是记号了，在那里就有至高之处，荣耀归于上帝。 在地上平安归于他们所喜悦的人。请我们一起唱诗115首。
Please rise and sing the first Noel with us. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with the haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all that they had heard, it wondered at those sayings which they were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart.
众天使离开他们升天去了，牧羊的人彼此说，我们往伯利恒去，看看所成的事，就是主所指示我们的。他们急忙去了，就寻见玛利亚和约瑟，又有那婴孩卧在马槽里。既然看见，就把天使轮着孩子的话穿开了。凡听见的，就诧异牧羊的人对他们所说的话。玛利亚却把这一切的事存在心里，反复思想。
Thank you.
今天我所提到的耶稣的诞生对以赛亚有影响。
So today my sermon's actually talking about how the influence of Jesus' birth to Isaiah
对玛利亚有影响的
as well as to Mary
对约瑟也有影响的
and also to Joseph
我们今天来看对牧羊人有什么样的影响
Now we'll now look into the shepherd
牧羊人那个时候是在旷野
At that time the shepherd was shepherding sheep in the wilderness
所以有的人说圣诞节很可能不是在冬天。
So most of people thought that actually Christmas was not in winter.
因为牧羊的人不会在冬天在旷野里面去牧羊。
Because the shepherd would not go to tend the sheep in the field during the winter.
圣经也没有记载12月25号是圣诞节。
So actually the Bible never records December 25th is the day Jesus was born.
所以可能有美意在里面。
So actually there's a wonderful meaning inside.
我们现在来思想牧羊人。
Now we're thinking about the shepherd.
一天的工作已经忙完了。
After they toil for a day work.
他们要休息了。
They have to rest.
他们把羊安置好。
Okay, and put the sheep in the tent.
他们唯一只要注意的是不是有野兽来攻击他的羊群而已。
Yeah, they need to protect the sheep from being attacked by the wild animals.
羊已经在休息了。
So sheep actually are resting.
突然天使向他们显现。
And suddenly angel appeared to them.
他们非常害怕。
And they're so terrified.
但是天使跟他们讲说，你们要到城里面去。
And but the angel said to them, go into the town.
你们会看见一个记号。
And they will see a sign.
有一个婴孩放用布包起来放在马槽里。
And there's a baby.Wrapped in a sweating cloth in a manger.
这个就是一个记号。
That would be the sign.
如果你是牧羊人，你有什么想法？
So what would you think if you were the shepherd?
天使来跟我报这件事情，跟我有没有关系呢？
So how much is this related to my life when angel appeared to me, announced this to me?
我有羊群要照顾啊。
I have a sheep to be tend.
如果野兽来攻击的话，怎么办呢？
If one animal came to attack my sheep.
而且是晚上了。
Especially this is night time.
我已经累了一天了，我应该休息了。
I've been walking for a day. I'm so tired.
而且又要走那一段夜路啊，路上没有灯的一条路，要到城里面去。
So, and also I need to walk that far night journey without light to the city.
实在是很不方便的。
That's not really convenient.
我的自己，我牧羊人自己的优先秩序，并整个被调整了。
So actually, a lot of struggle, it really messed up my life.
耶稣的诞生对这个人产生这些的变化。
So you see that that kind of change, that kind of changes to the shepherd.
耶稣的诞生对你我有没有产生变化呢
？So any influence, any effect that Jesus' birth brings to you?
是不是耶稣的诞生只是一种节气而已
isn't the Christmas only a season? It's only a season.
就像以赛亚，耶稣的诞生对他永恒的位置，他找到了。
Just like Isaiah finds his own position in eternity.
玛利亚，当耶稣的诞生对他产生生与死的区别。
So actually, it makes a life and death difference to Mary.
对约瑟来讲的话。对他的自我到底要放在哪里，也产生了一个关键性的变化。
And to Joseph, his price has been challenged.
对牧羊人来讲，耶稣的诞生对他必须选择他生活的优先次序了。
And the shepherd, he needs to really accept the priority of his life, of their life.
今天耶稣的诞生对你是不是也可以产生同样的变化呢
？Now we ask ourselves a question: What kind of influence effect did Jesus birth to me？
你有把握你在永恒中你的位置在哪里吗
？Do you really have that guarantee what position you will have in eternity？
就像玛利亚一样，是关乎生跟死的事情。
Just as Mary is about death and life。
因为罪的工价乃是死。
Because the wages of sin is death.
耶稣要叫你面对这样的事情。
God wants you to face encounter this.
就像约瑟一样，他对他的自我，他必须要定位在哪里。
Just like Joseph as a man, his pride being challenged.
就像我们信了耶稣以后，我的老我到底是不是要放下来呢？
Just like we as a sinner after being saved, do we really need to put down our old self?
还是我整天是在那边设计我的自我应该放在哪种高的位置呢？
Am I really always designing my own pride, where I put my pride, the priority of my pride?
这些牧羊人就像牧羊人一样，他的整个生活的优先次序被转变了。
Just like this bunch of shepherd, their life order need to be reordered, reset, reestablished.
耶稣的降生对你的生活次序、优先次序是不是被改变过呢？
So is any influence to the priority of life after Jesus' birth?
如果这些事情都是肯定的话，
If all this is uncertain,
耶稣真的在你里面，
Yes, yes, Jesus is really inside of you.
你真的是在过圣诞节。
This is really what the Christmas means.
你有资格过圣诞节。
You have privilege to have a Christmas.
我们知道耶稣降生的地方是在马槽。
We know Jesus was born in a manger.
马槽是一个很臭的地方。
Manger is really a
stinky
place.
有什么样的污秽的东西都在那里。
A lot of dirty,
messy
stuff there.
为什么耶稣要降生在那里呢？
So why Jesus chose manger as his birthplace?
你以为马槽是在哪个地方吗？
Do you think that the manger is somewhere?
其实你只要把你的头低下来。马槽就在这里面。
If you can really put down your head, actually the manger is really inside your heart.
你只要把它打开，你就看到里面有一大堆的污秽在里面。
So if you really open your heart, your manger, you really can see a lot of dirty things.
圣经叫做罪。
The Bible said it is sin.
但是耶稣说，我愿意进来。
But Jesus said.Even though it's a sin, Jesus says, I'm willing to come in.
一个无瑕无疵的，他说我愿意进到这个污秽的马槽里面来。
A blameless and without blemish, Jesus is willing to come into your heart.
你愿意让他进来吗？
Would you be willing to invite him to come in?
他不嫌里面臭。
He wouldn't, would like to, he's so willing to come into your heart.
他不嫌里面脏。
He is not really care about the dirty thing inside of your heart.
他说我愿意降生在里面。
So he said, I really want to born into your heart.
我愿意与你同在。
I want to be with you.
我们再来看，在旷野那个遥远的地方，在那个乡间，在偏僻的地方，这些牧羊人。
So we try to think about that very isolated wilderness.
他没有到。天使没有到皇宫里面去告诉这些尊贵的君王。
So angel didn't really appear to the king or to the general or to any highly people in the palace.
或者是找那个社会上非常富有的人去跟他们告诉这件事情。
Angel didn't appear to the rich person.
他却到一个偏远黑暗的旷野里面找到这些的牧羊人。
But the angel appeared.To the lowly person,
这些牧羊人在社会上是没有什么地位的。
This shepherd actually has no position in the society.
事实上是没有人关心的。
In fact, nobody take really concern about this group of shepherds.
但是天使却去寻找他。
But you know, the angels went to look for them.
因为上帝看顾那些卑微的人。
Because God really take care.And concern the lowly person.
耶稣的降生，他可以从各样的人的身上，他要祝福他们。
So Jesus' birth is actually to bring a blessing to many people.
我们当中，你有一个心愿，愿意过真正的圣诞节吗？
Do we really have a heart to celebrate this Christmas in very, very meaningful way?
今天就可以是你的真正的圣诞节。
And today can be the real Christmas to you.
你让耶稣进来。
That is to invite Jesus to come into your heart.
此刻就是圣诞的节日。
This is the moment of Christmas.
因为耶稣降生在你里面。
Because Jesus was born into your heart.
就是你的圣诞节。
That is your Christmas.
这个圣诞节将影响你到永永远远。
And this Christmas would influence you to eternity, would impact you to eternity.
如果你愿意邀请他进来。
If you're willing to invite him to come into your heart.
我祷告的时候，我说一句，你跟我说一句。
So when I pray, you can follow me.
让耶稣进来。
To invite him into your heart.
不要犹豫。
Don't struggle.
这是一个非常美好的事情要发生。
This is a very wonderful thing.
我们看见这几位，像以赛亚、玛利亚、约瑟，甚至牧羊人，当天使向他们显现的时候，他们的反应都是害怕。
So when you look at these people, Isaiah, Mary, Joseph, and shepherd, when angel appeared to them, they were all afraid.
但是他们都抓住了相信这件事情。
But they all believe, no matter how afraid they are.
耶稣的降生确实是不是我们人能够想象的。
Actually, it's beyond our imagination. It's very inexplicable things to of Jesus' birth.
所以耶稣要降生在你的里面也是非常不同不 非比寻常的事情。
So this is extraordinary for Jesus to be born into your heart.
你唯一需要的就是相信。
One thing that you have to do is to believe.
让他进来。
Invite him to come in.
我说一句，你跟着我说一句。
So when I pray, you can follow me one by one.
开始我要呼求耶稣的名字。
And very first, I will call out the name of Jesus.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
如果你愿意的话，请你跟着我。
If you're willing, you can follow my prayer.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
主耶稣。
Lord Jesus.
请你进到我的心中来。
Let you come into my heart, Jesus.
赦免我的罪。
Forgive my sin.
带领我一生
Lead my life
祝福我
Bless me
祝福我的一家
Bless my family
奉耶稣的名祷告
In the name of Jesus
Amen
Amen
愿上帝祝福你今天就是你的圣诞节
May God bless